Lennox and Addington County Council heard from residents who opposed a staff recommendation to remove historic oak trees in the area. Council decided to wait for further information from staff before going ahead with any removals. Staff's report consists of 20 trees, both living and dead, located within the designated clear zones along County Roads 9 and 41. The report noted upcoming road construction and excavation work within the critical root zones, which is likely to result in significant and lasting harm to the trees. Given the likelihood of structural deterioration, staff advised council that the trees be removed to prevent future safety risks. Council and staff noted the liability issues that the trees cause for the county. Director of Infrastructure Services Chris Wagger spoke about staff's recommendation to remove the trees.
No one wants to see these trees removed. It's basically liability and the decision on how much liability the county wants to accept at the end of the day. Staff have to recommend the removal of the tree based on engineering standards and the regulations and practices, not just by our municipality, but by all municipalities. We looked at all options as indicated in the report. We are doing the work this year. It's in 6 to 7 years out on County Road 9. We'll be doing additional significant work, which may impact the root system at that time. But we are planning on doing work on County Road 9 this year, and that's why the trees were recommended for removal, because as we do capital works, that's when we identify the section of work being done, and we have to bring that work or that roadway up to standard that are present and current to date, and that's what is accepted by the insurance, engineering standards, and all municipalities. Staff can be held personally liable if we are negligent in our duties. County council members can be held personally liable if it's proven that they have acted negligible. However, if you do pass a policy, council members are protected through policy, but it does not remove the liability from the county as a whole.
Wagger detailed staff's work.
We do recognize the environmental impacts in looking at our budget and looking at ways to minimize those impacts. Staff have proposed planting 4 trees, and they're not just saplings, they're 12, 14 foot tall trees. And those are trees that can be easily sourced and supplied by local arborists and planters in the area. Again, we talked to municipalities, Prince Edward County in particular. They did designate their roadways and have heritage roadways. They also removed trees within the clear zone on those roadways. Most of the municipalities that responded to us were actually shocked that we still have trees this close to the road in the clear zone and of that size. And again, I will say, like, I grew up there. They're magnificent trees. No one wants to take them down. It's a duty that we have under the Municipal Act to ensure that the roadways are safe for the traveling public. And it's a recommendation by staff to remove the trees.
Residents voiced concerns about losing the historic trees and noted the trees are no more dangerous than other stationary features along the roadside, such as cliffs or rocks. Resident Julie Bogdanowicz spoke about the importance of the trees.
The trees clearly have cultural heritage value, and I think that should be assessed through future study. They were lovingly planted by our ancestors, and it's what drew our family to the area. Our family owns property off of South Shore Road, and it's the kind of the natural character and the heritage character of the area that's really quite appealing, and that's what I think is being threatened here. I understand that there have been 2 deaths near these trees, and I don't want to minimize those tragedies, but I do think that roadside collisions are not uncommon. And I think that the removal of these trees will not significantly decrease future casualties. And I appreciate that the goal is to generally improve roadsides according to the TAC and MTO guidelines. However, the removal of the trees in most cases is not an issue, kind of standalone trees. However, the community has identified that this is a very, very special grove of trees that deserves protection, special attention. And I think that an exception can be made in this case.
Bogdanowicz spoke about potential plans if the trees are to be removed.
If the trees are to be removed, I don't think it's acceptable to chip these trees, which is typically what's done in these cases. I'm requesting that the lumber be milled responsibly. Potentially, we can explore creative solutions where woodworkers can be engaged to produce commemorative products using the wood.
Resident and chair of the Lennox and Addington Stewardship Council, Marilyn Murray, shared her concerns about the removal of the trees.
We do not believe these heritage trees present a driving hazard. Old growth trees are irreplaceable, historical, ecological, and increasingly rare landscape features. We know trees are our biggest allies in the fight against climate change, but these trees, remnants of an old-growth forest, are in a class of their own. The services they provide cannot be replaced by planting young trees. These trees have environmental resilience. They withstood the test of time, weather events, including storms, drought, and disease. Some for over two centuries. You cannot appreciate the size of these trees until you're standing beneath them. Trees of this size and age are very, very rare, some of the oldest in LNA. These trees are an asset, a gift worth protecting, and present an opportunity for Council to act now, to be good stewards and preserve these trees for this and future generations.
Don Mitchell, a resident who started an online petition to save the oak canopy on County Road 9, spoke about the safety risks the trees pose along the roadways.
These trees are no more hazardous than other roadside fixed objects. Across the county, motorists travel past deep ditches, utility poles, rock faces, buildings, culverts, open water in some points, and countless other roadside features that are outside the clear zone. And many on those roads with substantially higher traffic volumes than this stretch of County Road 9. Municipalities are expected to manage risk thoughtfully and responsibly, not to eliminate every conceivable hazard at the expense of an irreplaceable community asset. We respectfully ask Council to pause before making an irreversible decision, ensure that every possible alternative has been reviewed, and choose a solution that reflects both safety and stewardship. Once these trees are removed, the option is gone. Taking the time to make the most informed decision is not delay, it's good governance.
Resident Lori Forrester spoke about a tree on County Road 41.
I'm here asking Council to not cut any of the trees, but I'm speaking specifically to a 200 to 220-year-old bur oak on County Road 41, midway between Youngs Road and McLaughlin Road. It stands on the side of the highway beside our farm. It's a healthy grandmother tree, and it has a lifespan. Healthy bur oaks have a lifespan of 400 to 450 years. It and the other trees can't be replaced by the saplings proposed in the report. The tree beside 41 stands beside an agricultural field entrance that allows my husband to have access to his field. And he has told staff verbally and in writing that he would happily give up the access to that field at that point because he has another access point to the field to save a giant of a tree that his father said was a giant in the 1910s when he was a child.
Forrester went on to note how important the trees are for the future.
If we leave them alone to continue to provide food and shelter for wildlife and to, you know, make oxygen for us and store carbon, then they'll still be here providing for the world that we've left behind once the only people alive are our descendants, and those descendants will be as distant to us as the settlers that came here are from us right now. It would take nine generations for those replacement saplings to look like they are now, and none of our grandchildren or great-grandchildren or great-grandchildren would ever see them. Once those trees are cut, they can't be replaced.
Resident Joseph Reeve shared his concerns about the removal of the trees.
There are thousands of miles of roadway in Ontario with rock cuts, mailboxes, hydro and telephone poles as close to the road and closer than these oaks. There's no motive here. Nobody wants them cut down. Everybody's afraid of insurance liability, as John Wise said to me. It's a liability issue, as if that was the answer to this destruction of these magnificent oaks.
Councillor Brian Calver spoke about the trees and the importance of waiting for more information.
I mean, I understand, you know, the tree back on 41 Highway, I don't see why it couldn't be shielded by a guardrail. The landowner's willing to give up his place there for his entranceway. I fully believe it can be protected by a guardrail safely, sound, keep everybody safe. The trees on County Road 9, I don't see where putting a guardrail is going to do the job. Some of the trees on County Road 9 are a little questionable when you start looking at the trunks and stuff. Every single tree along County Road 9 has been hit by something, whether it's been a car, whether it's been a snowplow, whether it's been a snowmobile over the years. Lots of scar marks on those trees. But when I look and see what MTO has done on their own roads, and now, as early as last week, some new guide rails have been put in protecting trees. There's even more trees along 33 Highway that are closer in that zone. By a steel guardrail. You know, there's a lot of things that I just want to make sure that we have not left a single rock unturned before our chainsaw fires up.
Councillor Terry Richardson shared his thoughts about removing the trees.
The reality of it is that, all we're talking about is safety and liability. And we have that's our job. Our job is to consider safety and liability because that's what we're responsible. That's what the public put us here to do. I think it is upon us to exhaust each and every option before we select the option that is the most grave with respect to these trees, which is cutting them down. Now, we do have to keep in mind is that there are some of the trees in that bank of trees that I don't think are very healthy. And we do have to, along with a lot of other trees out along County Road 9, I see lots of them on my way home, and there are most of them dead ash, that have to be removed from there because they are causing liability and safety issues.
Councillor John Wise spoke about the risk the trees may pose.
I also have a great deal of reverence for human life. No matter how small the risk, within reason, we have to value that above all else. Let's make sure that we're arguing from an honest and legitimate point of view. We love these trees because they're beautiful and because they represent a heritage. You cannot dismiss fatalities. You cannot exonerate them because in some other places there are hazards that exist like rocks. We can't remove cliffs. Hydropoles that are in the clear zone shouldn't be there and should be moved. I don't believe we have that situation in our county. We've got to get rid of the ash trees that are dead within the clear zone and adjacent to it on private land because they're a risk of falling or of having branches drop. It's already starting. The staff report says that the guardrail itself becomes a hazard. That simply means because it has now expanded an object in the clear zone. It can itself become something that can be struck, that can possibly cause a vehicle to flip. It changes the risk, but it doesn't totally remove the risk. It's also a significant cost, tens of thousands of dollars.
Warden Jim Hagedorn noted safety always comes first.
With my background, I have attended scenes that once you see something, you can never unsee it. So safety is always where I start, and then I go from there. So with that, I will support the motion because we are still looking at options. But when it does come back, just to be very clear, the most important thing I'm going to look at is safety, maintaining lives, and making sure that our roadways are safe. Liability is an issue because of safety. Safety is my concern. I want to make sure that everyone makes it home and no families are disrupted.
For Amherst Island Radio and the Local Journalism Initiative, I'm Ted Evans.